Stacey Norman. East Coast Radio.
Favorite time of the week. Where's my fancy lady at?
It's time to find out if you are KZN's biggest douche with Stacey Norman.
Okay, so today's story comes from a whole Gareth, not G-Dog. Okay, because, I mean, Sikle, is this one quite scandalous?
It is quite saucy, quite scandalous.
Ooh, so scandalous. Here we go.
Hi, Stacey, it's Gareth here.
Not G-Dog, okay.
Look, my son's slightly obese, you know, and I've honestly tried everything to encourage him to lose weight, even tried to join him a couple of times at the gym, but honestly, nothing seems to help. I grew up overweight myself, and, you know, it even caused me to become diabetic at some stage, you know, so, yeah, no, it's been rough, eh? And I've offered my son an incentive, you know, I'll pay him to lose weight, 1,000 rand for every 5 kgs.
So, yowza.
Look, my wife says it's a bad idea, so what I wanted to ask you and all the listeners is, you know, am I a douche for paying my son to lose weight? What do you think?
Am I allowed to even have an opinion on this?
Yes, Stacey, share it. Share your thoughts.
I think any form of incentive as a young person for doing chores,
yeah,
you know what I mean, it would be considered normal.
Yeah.
Some parents might even argue great financial training for down the line. Put it in a savings account, watch your money grow, etc. It's for his benefit, though.
It is for his benefit.
It's a lot of money. But I will lose 5 kilograms for this man. Gareth, yeah, come give me your 1,000 rand. I will take that 1,000 rand.
I don't know, Stacey. I don't think it's a good idea.
What, to associate weight and physical appearance and health with money?
Yes, and the idea that I think the son should want to get healthy because they want to get healthy. Because if you take away that incentive, then they'll backslide into like their old habits because now they're not getting money out of it. I don't think it's a good idea. And I think he's a douche, like, come on, just try something else. Like, no.
But he went to the gym, he said. He
yeah,
tried.
But keep going to the gym. He's not going to get results.
Do the work.
Yeah.
All right, so he's a douche according to Sikle because he's not doing the work. Mm. You can't just throw money at the problem. This is your baby child.
Oh, come on.
Okay, so parents, now is the time to chime in. Financial incentives for your kids doing quote-unquote chores is one thing, but paying a child 1,000 rand for every 5 kilograms that they lose, does that make Daddy Gareth a bit of a douche? Is that bad parenting, or is that actually maybe a smart way to go? Because the gym and the eating healthy and stuff, it isn't working. Yeah. It isn't working. Tell me what you think on 061-792-9495. Andy's standing by with some traffic. It's on the way in about 2 minutes, and then I'll play you some TLC Jeremy Loops and get your feedback.
Stacey Norman. Weekdays 12 to 3 p.m. East Coast Radio.
Let's do this.
It's time to find out if you are KZN's biggest douche with Stacey Norman.
Thank you, fancy lady. Okay, so, Gareth, stage name Gareth, not G-Dog, is paying his son 1,000 rand in a bid to help him lose weight. So for every 5 kgs the kid drops, daddy pays him 1,000 rand. Wife, not into it. Daddy Gareth wants to know if he's a douche. So welcome to the line, to the show. Do we have Socks? Socks, are you there?
I am, yeah.
All right, Socks, what do you think? What makes you of Daddy Gareth?
He's definitely not a douche. I personally feel in this day of age and all the bullying going around, being obese can be hard on the kids. So if he's not budging, if he's not in the health way, the gym way, if it's not working, then if you've got the money, pay him. I mean, anything to help your child be healthier.
Because that's the thing. I mean, a lot of people are coming through on the WhatsApp line here, Socks, saying things like, you know, even just to do chores, you shouldn't incentivize your kids. It makes them lazy. I'm not a mom, but like this is maybe it's a bit bigger than the monetary value. Like, I mean, to your point, the bullying, the health issues,
yeah.
You know, like that kind of stuff. Even Gareth said he was overweight as a child, subsequently developed diabetes. So he just really wants his kid to be okay. And that's, and you agree with that. It's extreme, but
I
he
agree.
Must do it.
Yes, he must do it. I feel different strokes. So if he can afford it, then why not? I mean, I'm a mother, and if my kid was overweight, I definitely would do anything in my power to help them get healthier.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Thank you, Socks. Thanks for being on the show.
Right.
Cheers. Bye. Thank you. Bye. All right. And then let us see here. Anonymous, how are you?
Hi. I'm fine, and you?
I'm very well, thank you. Welcome to the show. What do you think of Daddy Gareth?
I just think that's so harsh. I mean, I think he needs to learn to accept his son for who he is. Mm. He's obviously always been overweight from the sounds of things, and he most likely will always be overweight. I don't think that paying someone to change who they are is really going to help the situation. I think that's really hurtful.
Oof. You see, that's an angle that I didn't think about. But I mean, like, you just heard socks now. I mean, maybe it's to motivate him in a bid to make him be healthier and adopt those habits.
I don't think that you can actually ever do that for someone. I think people only can really make that change for themselves once they've decided that they're at a point where they want to change. Mm. But also, just speaking from people I know, that some people, it's genetically very hard to lose weight.
Yeah.
Or they have a condition where it's virtually impossible. So, you know, you can't just say, oh, that person's fat. There might be something more to it than that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, medications that people are on can also make a difference.
No, you're right. There's a whole bunch of factors here. But I mean, looking at it from that perspective, interesting perspective. Thank you for being on the show, Anonymous, and appreciate this. Thank you. Thank you for the back and forth.
No problem.
Cheers, babes. Bye.
Bye.
Yano, look, it's a tough one. So if you are a mom or a dad, you probably would have more kind of clout here. But the WhatsApp line is open on 061-792-9495. Is Daddy Gareth a douche for paying his son to lose 5 kilograms at 1,000 rand a pop in a bid, he says, to make him healthier? You tell me.
Stacey Norman, weekdays 12 to 3 p.m. East Coast Radio.
Just solving the world's problems. Don't call Deborah Patter. I'm right here.
It's time to find out if you are KZN's biggest douche with Stacey Norman.
All right. So in summary, Daddy Gareth is paying his son 1,000 rand per 5 kilograms that he loses. He's tried the gym, he's tried the healthy eating, and he wants him to have a long, healthy, happy life. We heard from Socks and Anonymous with different opinions about 10 minutes ago. And there's a lot to unpack here. But on the face of it, no context, just what I've told you. Is Daddy Gareth, in fact, a douche? His wife thinks he is, but what do you think?
Hey. Stacey, I think the father is a douche.
Oh!
He must give me the 950 and give the son a 50 rand for losing 5 kg.
No, I already shotgunned. I mean, Andy and I are willing to lose all of the weight to take that 1,000 rand. Daddy Gareth, call us.
Gareth, you are not a douche at all. As a parent, you do your best for your child, and if money works, money works. And on that note, I'm available for adoption.
Hi, Stacey.
Hey.
I don't think Gareth is being fair, because it's like this: the son is like working, he's expecting a salary, but it must be benefiting him. So he must do it without being paid. Do it from the bottom of his heart, not to do it for financial gain. I don't think it's a very good idea.
Can you reason with a teenager?
Gareth is not a douche. Mm-mm. If I got paid to go to the gym, I go to the gym every single day.
Influencer.
Hi, how's it? Hey. If that child's keen on that 1,000 bucks and he makes an effort and he actually loses it, it's a win-win for the father and the son.
Mm-hmm.
He's not paying him to change who he is. He's paying him to look after himself. That's
Thank
all.
You.
I think, you know what? Kudos to you, China.
Thank you. Lotta for the people at the back.
You are not the douche.
I think it's, look, you can pick this apart as much as you want to, but ultimately, that's Gareth's kid. So Gareth gets to make that decision, okay? Also, at the end of the day, maybe the idea of dropping the cash money dollar seems extreme. But if you have ever attempted to lose weight, mm-hmm. then you know this to be true, wherever you fit on the scale. Your choice, health reasons, obesity, whatever. It's hard in the beginning. But when you start seeing those results, so yes, maybe in the beginning he just wants that 1,000 rand, this little boy. But then when he starts looking at himself and people react to him differently and he carries himself differently through his life experience, uh-huh. it will no longer be about the money. He'll be a changed young man.
It's promoting consistency.
Yes.
I mean, it's not as sad as the South African versus Canada game right now. It's not that deep.
Well, actually, no. Canada is consistent. They're consistently losing against South Africa. So you know what? All in all, Gareth, you are not a douche. And go Booker!
East Coast Radio.
KZN.
KZN's number one hit music star.